Platform worker Lester Russell describes the hard work that went into moving the mail through the railway.
The chute would be full of mail from 70 foot down some stations from top to bottom, and they'd be coming on a conveyor, and you'd be at the end of that conveyor. And you used to get like tickets at different stations, so if it's 10 was, for instance, Pad, and 2 would be Liverpool Street, and you'd have different barrows, great big aluminium barrows, and you'd throw in them as it come off the conveyor into that, and then you'd have the trains coming in, and as that pulls up, you could have, like, they used to call it a straight eight, so you could have, say, 8 containers on that train, so you'd have to run along, drop all the ramps, which is, used to join the train with the platform, pull those containers off, all the work that you've been unloading from the conveyor, you slide it along, whack that on the train, put the ramps back up on the train, press the cherry, which gives the... make the train go. Those trains had to run to a timetable, and if they wasn't running on time, you had the switchman coming out and saying, "Can't get those trains, what's going on?" Or you'd have to get your mate off a break to help you out, and that's the last thing you wanted to do.